This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. Up. It's time get to get it out. Done. Get it done.
It's time to get on.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get
uncomfortable. Have you ever had the feeling where you just know it's right? It is the right thing to do. Let me try to put in context for you guys. Have you ever tried to quit a job, right? And you know quitting was the right thing to do. And then all these feelings came about of uncomfortness. You just didn't want to do it. You're thinking about what your mom said. You're thinking about what your daddy's going to think. You're thinking about all these things that'll stop your gut from doing what is right in your own universe. I mean, it feels great. It feels like the best thing you've ever done in your life. And you stop listening to the crap. You stop listening to your external factors, and you go with your gut. That gut is always right. And that's how I felt today, this morning, when I was in communication with, when I conversed with, when I opened the doors to get uncomfortable and did a show with Prosper Taravinga, living in Australia, from born and raised in Australia. Man, the power within, the power of that gut feeling, knowing that this person was sent to me. The universe made our meeting possible. It's an amazing feeling. And that's how I went through this entire show that you're about to hear right now, knowing that it's right, knowing that I was getting as many nuggets as you will. And hopefully you'll be able to contract and get out of from this one show. I appreciate you listening. It's on. And I apologize. I cut it short at the end. When Prosper asked me if we were off air, we still talked for another 30 minutes or so. And he was kind enough to share with me different ways and techniques and strategies that I could use in my own business. I should have left it recording. I told you that you probably could use this too. But it's that feeling when you know it's right and you're ready to quit that Dunkin' Donuts job. You're ready to quit that McDonald's. You're like, you know what? I'm better than this. Prosper said one thing that made it clear. How much are you getting paid to not follow your dreams? That gut feeling is always with you. It's your intuitive self. It is your intuition. It is your higher self telling you that you're on track. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know I'm on track. I am Stacy Cross. You're listening to Get Uncomfortable. And I only wish that you could feel what I felt. Just even a small amount of it during this entire show. Listen up, because there's plenty of nuggets. There's plenty of motivation in it. There's plenty of inspiration in it. And I just hope, honestly, that you get to feel that little feeling that'll propel you to follow your dreams and get uncomfortable. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Stacy Cross, and this is How I Get Uncomfortable with Prosper. Awesome name. Awesome, awesome name. Prosper Taravinga. Good morning.
Hey.
Good evening to you.
Hey, how are you?
I am excellent. Yourself?
Fantastic. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for this. I just quickly had to dash from a meeting.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, snap, I've got this coming up because my alarm wouldn't stop going because I really was waiting for this today. So,
and that's awesome.
Oh, no, so.
That's awesome. I couldn't go to sleep. I was waiting for it so bad. So that's awesome. We're on the same page.
Are you kidding? Well, I'll tell you something. Wait a minute, it's Thursday now in Australia. What time is it there in the States?
It's go time. It's 5:30 a.m.
5:30 a.m.
5:30 a.m.
Wow. This is okay, 5:30 on a Thursday or on a Friday?
On a Thursday.
I can tell you what the future holds.
Talk to me.
I can. If you come to right about this time, it's 7:30 on Thursday, you would have spoken to or something, okay? And I tell you, it's going to be amazing. Whatever it is, I don't know. You sent me some questions. I was like,
I don't know. We don't know what we're going to do. I think it's going to be amazing because you're actually the first person on my podcast, on the Get Uncomfortable podcast, that I don't know. The first person. So you're actually starting this trend right now where I'm going to get, but you're the first person, so you're blessing it right now. You're really uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable. So this is awesome.
Okay.
This is awesome. So thank you for answering that call. You kind of went in it so fast. I was actually unprepared. I didn't know you were going to say yes that quick. That's awesome.
You got to be ready.
That's awesome. That is awesome. What was that?
You are comfortable. You got to be ready for whatever.
Yeah.
Because you can't just dish it out there and then not expect, you know, there's people like me that will be like, okay, fine. Do you want me to fly there or what am I doing? Tell me. Talk to me.
Either way. You know, and that's what it is. I stay in the uncomfortable space to get comfortable, you know? So that's all that I do every day. That's what I preach. That's why I chose 5:30 a.m. instead of a decent hour. You know, so thank you for joining me. You look sharp as always. And I think that's one of the reasons I, you know, I'm scrolling on Instagram. I'm like, this cat is always sharp. What is this cat? He's always got something. He's really looking good. So that's what first initially drawn me to you. And it kind of attracted me to you is that, you know, you take care of yourself. You're looking good all the time. Now, let me find out who this person is. And your name, Prosper? Wow. That is amazing. So do you think you had to live up to your name?
Oh, I have to. Oh, I'll tell you something. With a name like mine, it brings a lot of luggage, you know?
Yeah.
I can't sitting on the side of the road with a sign sticking out, hi, my name is Prosper, spare me a dollar.
Right.
You know, I confuse people and people are confused already and I don't want to add to the confusion.
Right.
So I'm just going to walk in. And do what I'm supposed to do and walk out. You know what I mean?
So I know you are a husband, a model, which is amazing, a father. What else am I missing? I know there's a lot of dynamics to a person, and just saying, hey, these three things does not encompass the whole body, the whole spirit, and the whole mind. So I want to find out just a little bit more about you from you. Take me there.
Okay. First of all, you can't contain the container, okay? I will feel very offended because I'm also an investor. I've just recently became a millionaire. So
woo!
Missing out on a bit. Yeah. We're here,
very,
baby. We're
very here. Good.
So, you know what I mean? When everything is in place, when you got your shit... Oh, sorry, is this...
Yeah, you could use whatever word you want. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, because it's about being uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Yeah. So if you put me in a container, I'm gonna be so pissed off because I'm working hard to pull all these other things and you ain't seeing it. So I'm not doing it right. So I'm gonna go back and work more. Do you know what I mean? So if you just say, oh, he's a really good dad. Yeah. What about me being a businessman? You know what I mean? What about me being a husband? So I gotta go back and do more things to be the husband. So. It's just one of those things you really can't contain the container, but you got it right. Just sitting around here, my little girl, she's
very nice, very beautiful. You have her on Instagram, love it. I love it.
Yeah. So I do quite a lot of things. I essentially just want to, you know, use the time that I'm here on this earth plane to, you know, show whoever wants to see that everything that you want to do in life is possible. So be it your family, be it your finances, be it starting a business. And that's the reason why I actually then started the marketing company, because I felt like there's a lot of people out there that are just going in it and not knowing what they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
So my mission is to help those people, you know, set it straight and, you know, not make too much noise on the internet, because then you won't get to see me on Instagram. So
awesome. Yeah. So do you think, so your life before Australia, because right now you're living in Melbourne, correct?
Melbourne.
So tell me a little bit about your life before that. Before the $1 million, before the prosper attitude, before everything. I want to know before the period of love before that.
Right. I was born in Zimbabwe. I don't know if you can see my flag at the back.
I see it.
I keep that on. It's my anchor. It holds me in. Born in Zimbabwe to a family of two. My mom died 2010. And then that's when I just decided I was going to start traveling and go around. But I was born in a country where there's no opportunity. I was born in a country where the president has been the same president ever since I was born. I'm 32 now. So we haven't seen a different president. And right now I see everybody else is going, should we vote for Trump or should we keep Obama on? I don't know what happens in the state. But in Zimbabwe, we've had just the one president and we've never... changed. So essentially what that means is if the top person in the country has not moved for younger people to go in, so that means all the other companies are doing the same as well, you know what I mean? So if you start off at the bottom, there's no way in 5 years you're going to be a manager. There's no way in 6 years you're going to, you know, be like the CEO or something like that, because the older guys are not giving in to the younger generation. Mm-hmm. Now, in a situation like that, I was motivated, I was hungry, and I had nothing really that was holding me back to Zimbabwe, and I was like, you know, am I going to stay here and watch this unfold, or am I going to go out there and actually do stuff with my life? And this is essentially what I did.
And so the step from Zimbabwe, you ended up in Australia, or you kind of detoured somewhere else first?
Pretty much, I've been looking for my feet everywhere else I've been going. But from Zimbabwe, I lived in Malawi. It's also another African country. From there, I lived in South Africa. And from there, I went and lived in Germany for 9 months, but I didn't understand the language that much.
Yeah.
But it's because I wanted to work for Nintendo, which I sort of did.
Yeah.
And you know when you're a kid and all you ever want to do is that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
And the first moment I got money, I was like, I want to go and work for Nintendo in Germany. And I got there, I couldn't find my way around. Everything was in German, but that didn't stop me. I came back home to Zimbabwe, and then that's when I started looking out for other places to go to.
Yeah.
And that's where I found Australia. Yeah.
Right. And it strikes me because I read your biography and I read a couple posts that you wrote on thisself.com, which is your website, correct?
Thisself.com is an offshoot of my website. Yeah.
Right. And you have many, and we're going to get to those websites. And you said Australia is the land of opportunity. And we usually say that about United States of America. So when I see Australia, I'm about to move there based off of what you said. But tell me about the time as soon as you got to Australia. What kind of uncomfortable experiences and situations? How did you make a name for yourself there?
And that's a really good question. And that's the question that grounds me every single day I wake up. I came here, I knew nobody. I came here, I was the most uncomfortable anybody can ever be. I had no forwarding address. I did not know where I was going. I just had a ticket, right? And a couple of hundred that was going to spare me, you know, food and bed for the next couple of days. And then that meant I was going to grind. So essentially, I knew nobody. And the first thing I did was try and find a job and also find people that I could relate to, because you would at least not feel homesick if you know at least two people.
Yeah.
The only person, and essentially what I then did was I went out and I was joining all these modeling classes and groups just so that I could meet different people. And that's where it started. And, you know, because of my motivation, I did not settle for what was a lot of the modeling jobs that I was getting were non-paid, but I did not stopped doing it because, you know, I was not getting paid. I did it because I wanted to raise my portfolio. Right. Right now, if you look at my portfolio, I've done heaps of stuff, a lot of things, but nobody's going to know if I've been paid for those or not. And now people are paying me for those jobs that I did 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years
ago. Right.
Because I wanted for it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you're saying you just went there, 200 in the pocket, uncomfortable as hell, and you just grinded it out. You based a lot of your whole background of catapulting into this success in your modeling career. Now that has to be uncomfortable in a situation where, you know, you say you're short, right? The average model is a certain height, is a certain look. How did you break in that? I know you said you don't care. You didn't care what they said. You didn't care how they approached it. You had a different approach. How was that in the modeling field in Australia for you? How did it make you feel?
So it gets better. When you get into Australia, the person that takes your bags into the airport is an African guy. The person that cleans after you in a McDonald's or whatever is an African guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And the person that cleans the bathrooms or takes your luggage or whatever, the last job you can think of at the airport is an African guy. Now, that's the first person that you see, but he's doing that to work. He's doing that to take care of his family. But doesn't that person buy things? Doesn't he buy clothes? Ooh. Doesn't that person buy a car to go to work? Doesn't that person want to buy, you know, the comfortable stuff of life? Doesn't that person pay tax? Right? So who is representing that person in the commercials? Who is representing that person in the everyday, let's sell these things to these guys because you know what? They're actually the people making the money.
Right.
That was my motivation. I was like, that was the missing thing. Not that they were not there, but then there was not too many of them represented. You know what I mean? And I, every second advert was, you know, the Caucasian people. And I want to buy insurance, but you know what? It's all white people. I don't understand what white people need for insurance. You know what I mean? For us, insurance is in case shit. So, you know what I mean? If not name broke, don't fix it.
Right.
So if you would put a guy like me, then I would watch the ad and be like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe I need insurance.
Right.
You know? Yeah, and that was my pitch to a lot of people. Up until I did campaigns for really big shops, I did campaigns for BMW, which was still German, so that was a plus on my part.
Yeah.
I was even driving a BMW without a full license, but woo! I drove it like I had some.
Nice.
Because I wanted it.
Right.
I wanted it so bad. And that just catapulted my career. But I'm saying I'm not your chiseled model. You know what I mean? I'm not your Calvin Klein model, you know, with everything else sticking out like it's about to burst, you know? I'm just there, and I'm very stumpy, you know? I think I'm this tall, taller than Kevin Hart, but look at how big his wallet is.
Right.
Know, he stands on his wallet, right. He can fit the whole world.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So that was one of those things that really pushed me. Then I was like, okay, I can't do anything else. Look at me. I can't go and be a laborer, okay? Because that was the next best option. And fix rods and tires and things like that. I can't be like that. I'm a pretty boy.
Yes.
All right? So if I wanted to do something, I had to get out of my comfort zone, all right? So I went in there. I was sitting at every casting they had. I was sitting at every call-out they had. And then I realized, you know what? Nobody's really paying attention to me.
Right.
So I started bringing people to me. I created a group on Facebook, okay, which essentially people would advertise. Now it's got about 24,000 people, and nobody even knows it's me, okay? People put their adverts on there and say, I'm doing a photo shoot here and there. I'm doing a campaign like this. I need people like this. And then it goes to me first. I approve that advert. Okay. Then I give it back to everybody. Now, all the work was coming to me and everybody now started getting surprised how I knew how everything was going, who was who. And eventually I then decided and I noticed that there was a need in the market to actually bring people together. I started doing my networking events and then I then realized, you know what? I was trying to be a model, but my job really wasn't being a model. My job was to help other models.
Right.
Start to write about it. You know what I mean? And that's when you're being uncomfortable makes you realize, you know what, you're even bigger and better than what you think you're settling for. You know, and there I was, you know, trying to get booked, but then now I'm the booker.
Right.
You know what I mean? And now I'm bringing that to me because nobody knew me. Now they call me, Prosper, what can we do? Where can we go? You know what I mean? I'm a somebody now.
That is genius. That is totally genius. I mean, so you got the work coming to you. You realized that you weren't being looked at. You, no one's paying attention to you. So, you know, you coerced the attention through you instead of to you. And that's awesome. That's totally genius. You know what I want to know? I want to know about your morning routine. Yeah, I definitely want to know about how does Prosper start his day? And then we're going to go into your goals. So first I want to talk about your morning routine. Show me if you could kind of describe that for me.
All right. My morning routine starts at 9 p.m. the night before.
What?
Yeah. So it's crazy.
Awesome.
I work from home, literally. This is my office. I'm still decking it out. And you should congratulate me because I just bought this house. Right?
Well, congratulations for being a homeowner and a millionaire now on top of it.
Oh, it gets better. If we get too excited, I'll be going into my bank. And
This is the audio. This is an audio show, sir.
But can you see me?
I could definitely see you. I love it. Yes.
So essentially, my morning routine starts off at 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. After we've had dinner with the family, I take my little girl. She goes to bed. Okay, I tell her a story or two. I don't read from nobody else's stories because that's their story.
Right.
I tell my daughter what my story is, so that she, even if she doesn't know, she's only 15 months old. So by the time she takes over the empire, she knows what's up.
Yes.
So 9 o'clock, it depends if I'm back home by that time, but that's when my morning routine starts. And then we have a brief chat with my wife. Normally we do that every day, but normally it's every Thursday where we, you know, sit down and have a little sort of business meeting, and then I get paid, okay? As in, she gives me money from what I've been working. She doesn't work, but then we talk, and then she tells me that's where the money is at. And then that's pretty much that. And then I come and sit in my office when everybody else is sitting. I start scheduling what my day is going to be like tomorrow as soon as I get out. So that's how I feel like my morning starts. And I know exactly what I do when I get up from then on. So, and then I go to bed. I love my sleep because I've worked hard enough. It's time to rest, recuperate, you know what I mean? And feed the mind with all the nutrients and make it calm for and open for new ventures and ideas. We go to sleep. But then there's one thing my mama taught me, and I always do that, is to put the sleepers under the bed. So that's when I wake up at 6:30 in the morning. That's the time I wake up. So when the sleepers are under the bed, it's inevitable. You kneel down to pick them up. You know what I mean? Even if you're not conscious, but it's that first thing that you do in the morning. You know, you just kneel down and then just, you know, even if you don't say your gratitudes, but then it's a time for saying how grateful you are.
Yeah.
I normally would go back to my office and do a bit of meditation, depending on what sort of mood there is or what I really need to focus on that week, that day, or that month. I do run every morning before shower. So I go for a run around the block and then come back home, shower, and then maybe my daughter is up or my wife is up. We have breakfast together, whoever is up first. And then I'm stuck to work. So if my mom and essentially when my day starts off 8:30, I'm taking calls, I'm meeting people, if I'm going to have to drive out or whichever way. So so my day starts off the night before, essentially.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I think I'm going to steal that nugget. I mean, I definitely write my goals down for the next day and schedule my day. But even just thinking, changing the mindset that it starts the night before, that's just big. It's huge. I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go into your goals, because I know you know, you have big goals, monster goals, and I know goals change over the time and the course. They get either bigger, they get more specific. What are your goals right now, Prosper? Right now.
All right, I had you gotta excuse me if I just break down a little bit, because this to me is really powerful. I had a goal by the beginning of the year to actually be able to reach 150K a year, of which the 70 I'm going to be paying my wife, and the other 70 I reinvest in whatever I'm doing, so that my wife is on a 70K pay. But I've actually managed to do that before halfway of the year. Okay, so now I'm lost, because what I thought I was going to do, I've done it in 4 months.
Right.
So now I've got the rest of the year to play with, but I'm on track. I want to, in the 10 years, I'm going to buy 10 houses, so one house in every year. So far, we're on house number 3, okay? And this house, which we just moved in, is... we're still putting stuff together. It's not yet in place. You see, everything is not in place. We just recently bought this as well. So my goals totally changed. Financially, I was going for 150 a year, but now I've done it. Now I'm going to have to re-sit down and recoup again and see where we at. But now we now need to work towards earning 50 grand a year, okay? I can show you all that stuff. It's all possible, and it's all happening, and just putting your mindset to it. My goals with my wife is to make sure I maintain Thursday as our date night and our conversation night. Things get a bit hectic, and I'm going to make sure that that is possible. My goal with my little girl is to teach her as much as I can of whatever it is that I can when I can, when I still can. It's hard to then control what influences get to her when she gets older. But I want to try and mold her in a way that at least she has that mindset. Right. I've got books lined up for her for up until she's 12 that she's going to be reading, and we're going to be working together and going to retreats, and I'm going to be present. I'm not going to be that helicopter parent. I'm going to make sure she gets what she wants, but we're going to have to work for it, the two of us. Can show you photos of places or things that she's been writing in and around my office. She's a really good writer. We're going to work towards that. So financially, I've hit my target before the end of the year. Now I'm going to have to come back. My daily goals are to hit 10 media connections every single day. That's for my business. That's for my appearances. That's for my talks and everything else. And once I do 10 media appearances, I know the 10 that I hit the day before will be coming back to me. And that's a stream of income that's just coming. And every time I talk to somebody, another stream of income comes in. Okay, so financially, I don't know if this makes sense, but financially now I'm going to have to rethink. It was only 2, 3, 4 days ago that the last paycheck came in. And sorry, this is not a video, but and I don't know if this is part of what you do, but I'm testament that things like this are possible, you know, and I want to validate and to represent an idea that, you know, it's not who you are or where you came from or what your circumstances are or whichever way it is. You can make it, and you can be whoever you want to be, you know. Everything that you touch has to be meaningful to you. Don't do nothing that's not guaranteed to make you happy in life. I was just going to show you a little bit there. That
definitely see that.
We see, and then those are the other loans that are there. There's yeah. Only like, yeah. And do you see that thing that just came
out? I just saw it. That is awesome.
Yes. So I get notifications like right now. It's 8 o'clock. I would be recuperating to see what have I done today. So notifications like that start popping in. There's one that says, what have you achieved today? Who have you helped today? And what selfless acts have you done? So that's when I sit down and when this notification starts coming in, and then I write all that down in a journal. Okay, I've got 4 or 5 of those that I hear, and essentially that's about it. So my goals keep shifting, but now I've got product goals as well. Do we have time to go into those?
Definitely, definitely. Keep going.
Okay, so I want to create an Uber type setup where people can book meetings. Okay, now Stace, can you imagine if we're having this call and then I had booked maybe a limo and we're driving in a limo and we're talking, or if I booked a yacht and then we're talking on there, and maybe you're recording that and then making sure that our sounds are good. That's how meetings are done right now, in a boxing rig or in an old warehouse, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where inspiration comes, and then it's not just the rigid office type thing. So
right.
If somebody has a space they want to rent out, then they can utilize that through the platform. And then whoever sees a nice place that they can want to book out for maybe 2-3 hours or whatever, then they utilize it. So that's one really big goal that I want to put out into the universe. And even if somebody wants to work with me or somebody takes on that idea, at least it's done.
That's
okay?
Awesome. Yes.
And we've got another really, really big one now. Now, this one is going to drop your jaws. I want to make internet free for everyone. Okay? So essentially what we're talking about here is, you know how TV comes free, like free airwaves?
Yes.
And the advertising people pay for it?
Yes. Yes.
Right. So we are trying to build an app where third world country people can access internet through an app, and then they'll just have to go through adverts. They do that already. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So right about now, there's 2 billion people connected, and there's 7 other billion minds out there that are not even connected, that have not brought their online footprint. So now if we can bring everybody else connected, imagine how this world could be. So
right.
People can say, oh my God, we can't even handle ourselves, just the 2 billion. What if everybody else comes along? But then I'm also looking at the innovative side of things. We've come a long way just utilizing these small brains. What if we're using full capacity?
Right.
So that's when you know being uncomfortable really wants you to be uncomfortable.
Right.
You know? Right. So that's where we at. Those are my goals, all right? So this whole, yes, I want to make 150, whatnot. Yeah, that's fine. So that I love my suits. You know, I got to pay for the suits. But that's where we at, and goal-wise.
Very scary goals, especially the last one, as far as how big, how you're going to – I believe you're a type of guy that commits first and figure it out later. So you have something in your mind. I think the universe will put the right people, the right resources in your way. That's how I figure with my goals too. I just first make them and then create them. That last goal, I would love to see the entire scope of humanity being able to share with us and share their mind and their creative ideas and just who they are, and join us on this thing called the internet. So I think that is an awesome goal, a very achievable goal, and something to keep you up at night and keep you prosperous. I love that. Thank you.
You've got a mission to get 1 million people.
Yes. Millions.
You're going to have to be uncomfortable and reschedule that goal.
Yes.
Because we're going to bring in a lot more people, and you've got a lot of work.
That is awesome. And, you know, and that's why I put the S on the end of millions, because I realized having 1 million, that's not enough. I actually need that to either be billions or millions of people. And it's every day I get up and you know, you're one listening to when I publish this podcast and the people that listen to it, and I get a few hundred every time I publish it, I count those people too. So it's who do I connect through people to people. So I love the goal. That last one, I'm just, you know, imagine the minds that are being away from the internet, the minds, and what they could actually create, man. We haven't seen anything yet. Love the Uber, love the meeting. I mean, if I have a yacht, I'll rent it out. That makes sense. Now I'm making money with my yacht on a Saturday afternoon. I got a couple guys using my yacht. I got a couple guys using my mansion, my backyard. That's an awesome, awesome, very world-shifting goal, and I love it. And any way I could get down on it, I would love to. That is very magical, and I appreciate that, and keep thinking of great goals like that so I could be a part of them. That's great.
Definitely. I was actually thinking you need to create a team around you.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't know if you're doing it on your own. I think you're spreading yourself thin. You've got a really good message. You need validation. Now you need to create ambassadors around the uncomfortable league. Okay? Have people in Australia. You can do that. Have people in Canada. Have people. You will reach then more people with less amount of effort. So the goal in life for people like you, you've been imparted and been given with these gifts that you need to share onto the other people. You need to do it in as less amount of time and as effortlessly as possible. Because the people that are trying to ruin the world are not sleeping. Why should we?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Right. So they're not sleeping trying to figure out the next best thing that would just ruin us.
Right.
All right. Destroy everybody else. You know, TV, I've worked in the TV industry, man. It's not what it seems to be. Everything is just cut and paste, you know, just to make it look as if. All right. So, and then I see people watching tabloids and TV and revolving their lives around it. You ask them, what, who's your favorite person? Yeah, it's Joey from Friends. Okay.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? They don't connect with other real people.
Right.
And they're going on for pseudo characters. Excuse me to mention other people's names in your show.
That's fine.
KK girls, every one of them, you know, they're living their life, and everybody's now living that sort of life, going, following, and for one.
Right.
You know, it's just...
No. Thank you for the nugget. Thank you for that nugget. I didn't think that I was gonna get mentored, but I'm happy and I love it. I actually wrote that down, and I'm going to work and put that in my mindset for the validation piece. Having people on my team, that's awesome. Thank you for that nugget. I love it.
Too easy. I charge for things like
that. Oh, see, that's why I get it for free. That's what I do. I just get people on my show and take all their nuggets. That's it. So I have just one more question before we get out of here. And Prosper, that's about the books and keeping knowledge and keeping yourself educated and personal development. I am 100% big on personal development. So tell me now what you're doing to keep yourself educated in industries like tech, in industries, because you mentioned Uber, in industries such as what books are you reading? What kind of personal development are you doing right now for yourself?
All right. I'll tell you exactly what my personal development strategy is. Okay. Everybody's on social media. Okay. Everybody's on Facebook, but they cannot Facebook. All right. That's a given guarantee. And everybody else is struggling because they are on Facebook. What I've done is I have a lot of friends on there, and I have unfollowed people that are no longer serving me in my life. I'm not going to hurt their feelings by not being friends with them, but I'm not seeing their crowd, okay? So that's the first influence. So I'm guarding all the influences that come into my mind. We cut off TV. My little girl watches YouTube stuff that is prescribed by us or something recommended. We're not just going to let her watch generic stuff. I read a lot. Okay, recently I just stumbled upon an app that actually reads to me while I'm in the shower, reads to me while I'm playing with my daughter, reads to me while I'm mowing the grass. Okay, so every single moment that I have, I'm either reading about entrepreneurship, I'm either reading about mindset, I'm either reading about relationships, every single thing that they never teach us at school.
Right.
Okay, finances. I don't know if you can see there, I've got the cash flow quadrant.
Yeah.
I look at it every day, you know, because then I never want to be on the E side of that quadrant, because that E side hurts.
Right.
Okay? when you're working for somebody's dreams and then they don't even care what you're going to do about your dreams, you know, I've always asked myself, how much is everybody being paid to let go of their dreams? Mm. And it's not much. Is your life worth 20 grand? Is your life worth 18 grand a year? 365 days that you could be doing whatever you want. Is it worth it? You know, so it's one of those things. I'm not saying people be uncomfortable and leave your job or whatever, but go for what you really like. So I read a lot, The Alchemist, Paulo Coelho. I read, now you put me on the spot, but the app that I was talking about, Audacity, and mm-hmm. It's called Blinklist. Mm-hmm. People can check it out. I'm not giving them a big perk there. The books are actually audiobooks, so they read to you. If you're lazy to go through the normal book, there's no excuse. You can still read, and you can still listen to what the blinks are saying, okay? Audiobooks are the best. You can even do that on YouTube. People watch funny videos on YouTube. Why not put some motivational speaker, you know, going through while you're driving or something like that, just to take yourself out of the rat race and just to take yourself out of the, you know, every day in, well, for lack of a better word, what would you call it? The whole crud that's happening in the world, and then
yeah.
People are inconsistent. People are just going at it without realizing that they're, you know, ruining their lives. So I do a lot of reading, and I write a lot as well. If you've noticed on my page, thisself.com. And the thing is, I'm coming from an African tribe where we do respect our elders. We do have a certain tradition that's not westernized, and we've got certain teachings, and we really, really connect to nature. Okay, every time I get bored or every time I cannot find my bearings, I take a walk in the woods, okay? Because that's where you grind yourself, and that's where you ground, not grind. You keep yourself grounded. You're one with nature, and people have forgotten that. Now people think they're one with their mobile phone. You're not.
Yeah.
You know, you're one with nature, and when nature calls, just go in there, look at leaves, look at trees growing, look at an ant hustling through there. You know, the fact that you think something is worrying you, okay, that ant, you know, has no problems in life at all. He's not worried about rent. He's not worried about where to stay. He's not worried about what to wear. You know what I mean? That's exactly the same as you. You're naked underneath those clothes.
Right.
Remember that aspect. You know, everything else is just an illusion.
Yes.
Okay, what if clothes don't exist? What if everything else doesn't exist? Your soul still does exist. So, sorry if I'm getting a bit deep there. But
I love it.
With me and with my family and with what I feel you do have as well, I get a lot of people asking me, yes, can we have 2 seconds with you? You know what I mean? I did a 2-second check on your work, and I loved what you're about. Okay, and then I feel like if you have a message, let me help you move that message.
Yes.
So I learn from people. It's not just set books or whatever. People like you that are going out of their way. You have no purpose to be doing what you're doing, Stacey.
Yeah.
Right? But you know it's got to be done. You know what I mean? So who am I to stop you from your movement?
Yeah.
You know, who are you to stop you from delivering what message you've got to
yes.
the people?
I love it. Tonight. Yes.
So essentially, we are just vehicles. And even if, for me, English is not my first language, okay? But I communicate with people. And people may not understand because they choose not to, you know?
Yes.
But they know they have to listen. You know, so there's a difference there, and that's how I've gone through life with the modeling, with everything, because it's that motivation, that self-development, and it's like it says itself, it comes from within. You wouldn't expect anyone to come and motivate you. You have to want it, and then that's where the whole missing link is. Yes, we can have all the information in the world. There is all the information in the world. I get a lot of people asking me, how do you become a model? How do I do this? How do I do this? I'm like, look at this. This is your mobile phone. You've got internet on it. You've got your computer, your laptop, but what do you do when you're on that mobile phone? Are you creating a profile for you, or are you watching other people's profiles?
Right.
So when you get into a position of being a creator, you know, things start working for you. But some people are just comfortable. They're happy to stay where they're at. So it's hard. You can try and motivate people. You can lift them up, right? But what if your hands get tired? You know, they still got nothing that they're standing on, you know? It's just like lifting up a baby. You lift up a baby, and then she sees the whole perspective of the world at your eye level. And then you're like, see this? When you grow up, that's what you're going to be like. But then what do you do first thing? You put them down.
Right.
All right? So let them grow, and then they see it on their own. Some people take a while. Some people don't take a while. But if you can give them a nudge, give them, show them what's possible, because no matter what you do with people, you can't change them.
Yeah.
Some people like to be comfortable, you know? And it's a pity, but it's out there. You can only tell them, you know what, this is where it's at.
Right.
This is what you can do. This is what we can do for you. This is how we can help you. And I want to help you write a book if you've got one lined up.
I actually do. And I just want to thank you before. You said something that the universe needed me to hear. Because I'm always questioning, why doesn't these people want more out of their lives? And I'm saying, you know what? And I want to work with them, and I want to work with them, and I want to work with them, and I'm gonna make sure they see the light, and I'm gonna give them the right books, and I'm gonna give them the right direction. And then you realize that, you know, a little after they're excited, they go right back and they're complacent, and they just don't want it. And then you feel like you're the failure, right? So, you know, I needed to hear that coming from you. And, you know, you know that. You accepted that, hey, some people are comfortable, but you're just, in my mind, I'm like, hey, listen, why? Why don't people want more? Why are people comfortable making $32,000 and waiting for the weekends or holidays? So I needed to hear that from you. So, you know, I feel like I'm not wasting my time. You give them the nudge, you put them in place, and then you move on and help. That's how you help millions. You know, you don't stay with one person who doesn't want to be helped. So thank you, and I want to thank the universe for putting me in this place today with you, in order to just hear that. And I definitely needed to hear that today. So thank you very much. And yes, I am working on a book, and it's been an off and on progress. So definitely we could offline speak about that. It's called Get Uncomfortable. It's about my life and what you could do to change. And I think I'm going to be on the right path, and I'm speaking to the right people, and I'm getting the right amount of information and needed information at the exact time that I need it. And I appreciate you taking the time. Of course, you are busy. I see your office. I know what's going on with you. I know who's here. I see the tie. I know what's going on. So I appreciate you taking the time today. And of course, you know, to move on, and we could build a relationship through this. And thank you for all the knowledge and sharing your story with me today. I appreciate it so much. I think you have the best name ever. And yeah, I really do. And you intrigued me, and you interested me. And I just threw it out there. And thank you for taking the call and putting me in an uncomfortable position, because that's where I grow. And I appreciate it greatly, Prosper.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me all the way from down under.
Yes. And I will have all your websites, all 16 million of them, in my show notes. As I keep looking, I keep finding, and I keep researching. You're all over the place. Great work. Very, very productive. I appreciate that.
Are we off air now, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, great. Whoa. I don't know.